Hello, everybody. This is Colton, and welcome to the 8th episode of the SDF podcast. Or should I say, 8th episode dash 2. I'm here with Tom.
Hello, everybody.
A little hyper today, Tom. Mike.
Nah,
and
not really.
Mike's over there doing something. He's here, too.
What's up, bitches?
And that's everybody.
Yep. Okay. Before we start, I would like to state an apology for all our listeners who were waiting for our podcast. Something got mixed up in the audio section, and, you know, we couldn't release it, so...
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, so...
Yeah.
We'll try to get this out as fast as you can.
Possibly later today.
No.
Or tonight, or Monday, whenever. All right, then. How's your guys' weekend going?
I
got a new chair.
Squeaky?
Oh, no more squeaky
chair? No more squeaky chair.
Oh, thank fucking Christ.
I still have it. Right. Hold on. It's right over here.
Don't. Oh, you jackass.
Here, I can get it.
Why would you get it?
Okay.
In the middle of the podcast, he goes and gets his
I got it,
chair.
I got it.
At least we know what it sounds like.
Are you kidding me, Colton? You're right, Colton. You know that?
There. Okay. Squeaky chair's gonna retire now.
Good.
Okay. Back to less noisy chair. Okay.
So, Tom, how's your FIFA bender?
Oh, it's so much fun. I love it. Absolutely love it. I've played too much already.
So, what's the team you play when you play FIFA?
What's the what?
What's the team you play?
Chelsea. Team I support.
Luckily, I do not know any ounce of football, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm not really sure I should talk about it, because you two wouldn't have a clue what I'm on about. And I could talk for, like, ages about it. I absolutely love it.
I know we're not going to do that, so...
No, we're not, because you two
wouldn't be able to input
at all.
We'd be here for hours and hours.
That would be a good... Be a good episode.
So, Resident Evil's coming out this week, actually.
Yeah. Isn't that, like, Tuesday?
Yeah, it's... this Tuesday's coming out. I pre-ordered the Archive Edition, actually.
I'm not getting it. I'm not planning on getting it.
You're not gonna get it?
But after a while...
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get it because you're damn-ass FIFA.
No. It's going to be a while.
Screw FIFA.
FIFA's amazing.
Screw FIFA. American football for the win.
FIFA is superb.
Can't stop.
Day. So what do you get in that special edition of Resident Evil?
The Archive Edition? Hold on one second. Let me check it out. I know you get a couple games that comes with the Archive Edition, but...
What do you mean, a couple games?
Well, you get a couple downloadable games.
Give
me a second. Let me look it up. Hold on one second.
I like Battleship.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know.
You mean the board game?
Mason.
I hate that movie. That movie sucked balls.
Never saw it.
Give me a second. Talk about something while I look for it.
Well, yeah, it doesn't seem like... I'm looking on Amazon at the moment. It doesn't seem like we've got that version of Resident Evil. We just got that and the Steelbook one that comes with a map pack pre-order.
A map pack? I know, the Merchant's map pack, I think it is. Give me a second.
Mercenaries.
Okay, give me this. Okay. Alright, here I go. Let me see. Alright. What I pre-ordered was the Archives Edition, and what you get is when you pre-order from GameStop, you get the exclusive Mercenaries Catacomb.
Never heard of it.
Which is a multiplayer map. But when you buy the Resident Evil 6 Archives Edition, let me see, you get Resident Evil 6, you get the Resident Evil Degenerate DVD, you get Resident Evil 4 HD, you get Resident Evil Code Veronica X HD, and you get Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition.
What? That's amazing. We don't have anything like that over here. We just got the one with the maps. See, that'd be...
You want to know how much is it?
It's like if they had
for all those games,
I would do that. I would buy that.
Seriously?
I would buy that if they had that over here, yeah.
Guess how much is it, Tom?
Well, just thinking, because it'd be quite more expensive for dollars. I'm going to say about $120.
Nope. $89.99.
What? That's amazing.
I'm being serious, bro. I pre-ordered in GameStop. It's like, you giving out all those games for $89.99? He's like, no, wait. All those games, the Code Veronica, Resident Evil 5, and Resident Evil 4 are downloadable games. They're not physical media. It's like, I get you, bro. No wonder they're cheap.
They've released them on the Games On Demand, haven't they? Not only.
Yeah, that's true.
See,
do you know what's it called?
It's madness.
You know, in the PS2 version, they have a different pre-orders. Let me see. It's called the Anthology Edition in PlayStation 3. Let's see. PlayStation 3 gets Resident Evil 6, Resident Evil, the first game, Director's Cut, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, Resident Evil 4, and Resident Evil 5. And all for the same price, $89.99.
See, I wish I had that over here. I'd love that.
I know, I love that game. That's why I had to give away my copy of Resident Evil 5 to my brother.
I'm looking forward to Dishonored. I think that's going to be...
What is Dishonored, anyway? I haven't played that one.
Yeah, no, I'm not actually, like, 100% sure myself, but I've seen, like, the actual... I know it's like a stealth adventure game sort of thing.
But what is it, like Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah, it's something like... It's meant to be sort of like Assassin's Creed, but... It looks really good. Like, the gameplay of it and the actual, like, design and stuff of it. I know it's, like, a first-person one as opposed to Assassin's Creed, which is third, but... It looks really good. I can't wait for that. That will be the thing that pushes me off FIFA.
You guys are sponsors on Rooster Teeth, right?
Yep.
You guys watched the live streaming podcast last week?
I missed it.
I didn't watch it when it was live. I watched it the next day though.
I haven't watched it yet.
What'd you think about it?
It was alright.
Yeah, it was alright. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, for the first time they're doing it, you know, I knew the audio was gonna be crappy and but they were more well prepared than they were.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you expect. People sitting around just having a talk, that's all it is. I mean, I prefer having it as audio, because I usually listen to it, like, when I'm at work or, like, doing anything else.
So basically you're slacking off at work.
No, obviously not when I'm working, but...
It's just you can't slack off. He's a senior chicken cooker. They need him.
I am. Yeah. They only slack off when I tell them to.
Alright, what was it gonna... You know, I read the newspaper today. You guys order pizza? You know, get pizza delivered?
Sometimes.
What about you, Colton?
Get pizza delivered.
Colton does all the time.
What?
Every single time you seem to be ordering pizza.
Yeah, I order pizza at least once every 2 weeks. Usually once a week.
Yeah, but you get it delivered to you, right?
Usually.
You ever had the pizza boy try to rape you?
I have not. But I haven't lived yet, so.
What?
Well, I was reading the newspapers this... I was reading the newspaper, and this is nothing to laugh about, because what I read was really, really messed up. So, there's this pizza boy, I think it said Queens or something like that. I'm not going to say names, but we're going to call him Pizza Boy.
Pizza Boy.
And... and in this one night, this guy goes delivers a pizza to this lady and her daughter, and her daughter sleeping in the next room. This guy takes the woman into the bedroom and you know rapes her.
Huh.
Which I'm saying, kids, rape is not funny.
Find me the story.
And you know how old this kid is? This kid is 16 years old.
What, the pizza?
What kind of 16-year-old does that?
The pizza guy's 16.
Yeah, the pizza delivery boy is 16.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Find me that story. I want to see that. I don't think that's...
Well, I'll send you the link to it. How messed up is that? You can't even trust your own pizza boy now.
Huh. I didn't know you trusted them anyway. But
I don't trust them. I tell them to get 10 feet away from me, or else I'm gonna stab them.
How'd you get your pizza?
I tell them put it on the door. The money's under the mattress.
Mattress? You've got a mattress?
Just on the front porch.
Oh no, not mattress. What is it called? Porch. Porch. It's under the seats of the Porsche.
And then Shut he steals up. Your car.
Okay, while I'm looking for this, I saw Tom's tweet this week, and he says he wants to go watch Loopers.
Oh, it looks amazing.
I haven't seen it yet, but all the reviews I'm hearing from it looks pretty cool.
I haven't heard a bad word about it yet. It just...
All I've heard is like it's supposed to be like a really, really good movie.
It looks amazing. Can't wait. I think that'll be the next thing I see.
Let me see. I'm still trying to find this. So, Colin, tell us, what'd you do this week?
Went to school. Played a couple video games. Nothing too exciting.
How's school doing for you?
Okay, I guess.
Nat's falling asleep in class?
I'm still sleeping in class, yes.
That's nice. You still calling your teacher a bitch?
Not to her face.
She still believes those people are dead?
What?
What was it? What celebrity you said that she thought he was dead? Bill Cosby or something?
Bill Cosby's very much alive.
He is.
Well, I knew that.
You did.
Let me see.
You found it, yeah?
Oh, I got stung by a yellow jacket yesterday.
A what?
Really?
Stung by a what?
Yeah.
Oh. Yellow... Oh! You gotta hear this. I'm looking up it's on the Daily News New York. And I was just reading this right now, and it says, pizza delivery boy tells cops, I was just feeling horny when I raped women.
Where? I don't believe this. Send
like, how mess... I'm sending you right now. It's like, how do you live with yourself knowing that you're a rapist?
I don't know.
We should ask...
Dude,
we should ask
you know what happens. Well, you do know what goes around comes around.
Is that like a sex joke or something?
That guy's...
Yeah.
No, that guy's gonna get raped in the showers. Okay, there's the link right there.
Yeah, fun.
If you don't believe me, press it right now. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was at the show last night. I don't know if I guys told you this last week or... But I got to see Gabriel Iglesias again.
Whoa. Sorry, I just read this. She had a 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah, and the other room, bro.
Yeah, but she's 16. Or is he 16?
He's 16.
Oh, he's 16.
He doesn't look 16, but he is 16.
I was going to say, if she had a 7-year-old daughter and she was 16, I thought that was weird.
Wow.
No. The pizza boy is 16.
Okay. No, I read that. I read it properly.
He looks... Is this right? Is it racist if I say that he looks like Manny Pacquiao in that picture? That first picture?
Manny Pacquiao.
Like the one where he's like... He
doesn't
arrested.
Look Filipino, though. Dude, he looks like he's Spanish. That's all I can tell you.
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao's not Spanish. He's Filipino.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Are you kidding me?
Basically, it's the same thing.
Are you on drugs again?
Nothing that you can prove. Oh, something else happened. Friday.
Tell us.
I just started calling people pizzas. I don't know why. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know why. I just started calling people pizzas. So.
Pizzas. That's weird.
Isn't that messed up, Tom?
Yeah. Oh, she was 35.
What, that Manny Pacquiao got arrested for raping women? Just kidding. No. Just kidding, Manny.
Allegedly.
Pacquiao. You're awesome. Don't beat me up.
He's gonna come to Colton's house and say, "Are you Colton Wheeler?"
Whoa, like, go ahead, say my last name. I don't care. Jeez.
He lives in Ohio.
It's down,
if you
it's
know.
Down by Louisiana. It's New Ohio.
Alright, where was I? Oh yeah, I was telling you the story about my adventures in Waterbury, Connecticut.
You had an adventure in Connecticut?
Yes, I got an adventure in Connecticut.
What does this mean? I don't understand.
I had an adventure.
Explain.
What? Explain. Well, there was a show this week for his stand-up revolution tour, and if you don't know, Gabriel Iglesias is a big dude who likes doing comedy. He has the, what's it called? He has the five layers of... No, actually it's the 6 layers of fat. You want to hear it?
Go on then.
Even if we don't, you're going to tell
us
anyway.
Give me a second. Yeah, because you better damn listen to me or I'm going to kill you. Give me a second. I have to get it up because I forgot what it is. Because I don't want to mess up his joke because, you know, I love this guy. He's like my favorite comedian. Let me see.
Whoa, what if you... Okay, Mike, what if you ordered pizza from this guy?
What? Dude, I will fucking punch him.
Manny Pacquiao? Not a good idea.
Dude, I could take Manny Pacquiao on.
No.
I could go a couple rounds with him.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I could take a couple rounds.
No.
Nope.
Dude, I'm like absorption. I can absorb a punch, bro. Before they start hurting like hell.
It still knock you out.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Alright, here it is. Here's the 6 layers, no, the 6 levels of fatness. It goes from big to healthy to husky and then fluffy. And then we go from fluffy to damn. And then from fluffy, it's oh hell no. And that's it. They just keep getting bigger and bigger. Let me see. It won't prove anything if I don't send you the link at least. Here you go. Here's the link. So, all right, time to tell my adventure in Connecticut land. So, I went down to the Waterbury called, I think it's called the Palace Theater in Waterbury. So, so he had a show. Okay. Yeah, he had a show at Waterbury. And my aunt actually got us some tickets to go over there. And we sat there, and they had a couple comedians on before Gabriel Iglesias. So, we had a 20-minute intermission. I went to go grab a beer because I was thirsty. And I came back in my seat. And, you know, these seats are, you know, in the upper side of the seats, they're really uncomfortable. They're not meant for big guys like me. I mean, literally, they're not meant for big guys. And I'm trying to squish in, trying to get as comfortable as possible. So Gabriel goes on, and it's about like 2 hours of funny new material he had on. And so afterwards, he said he was going to do a meet and greet for kids that are 14 and under. And so we got
wait. So it was let like me stop you there. Aunt, I just heard Scruffy.
What?
I heard Scruffy in the background.
How did you hear him? Oh, I'm all the way upstairs. Well. How did you hear
Shout
him?
Out to Scruffy.
There he goes.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Tom?
Carry on.
Okay, can I finish now?
Carry on.
I want to hear how Michael Carry got on? Into the okay. under-14s group.
What?
That's where you're going, weren't you?
What? Oh, yeah. It was It was a meet and greet for 14-year-olds and under, and a parent.
Oh, that's how you did it.
So
you stole a child.
No, luckily my sister was with me, so I didn't know what to do. So I was like, Ashley, come with me. She's like, all right, what are we doing? We're gonna take a picture of Gabriel Iglesias. Like, that's fine. And we go there, and the manager, not manager, but security for the place is like, hey, are you this kid's parent? It's like, no. It's like, she needs a parent with her. It's like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? It's like, yeah. So I had to call over my aunt to come in there and come with us. So I'm sitting down because, like, oh, dude, you can't take a picture with him. He's like, it's only a parent and a 14-year-old. It's like, ah, that sucks, bro. Can I at least sit down and wait for them to take a picture? It's like, sure, that's fine. So I'm sitting down there, and my aunt and my sister are in front of the line already. It's like, and my aunt's like, Mikey, come over here. Come take a picture. It's like, I don't feel like it. It's like, I don't want to break any rules, and, you know, I don't want to come in front of these people. They've been waiting, you know, to take a picture with him. And he's like, no, his manager, Gabriel's manager, is like, no, come up, that's fine, come up here. So it's like, okay, brother. And I come up and what was it? Oh, yeah, I come up and I take a picture, and he's like, no, dude, no, Gabriel's like, no, dude, stay here with me. I want to take a solo picture with you. It's like, are you serious? It's like, I didn't know I was that special. And so we took a solo picture, which is the second link I sent you guys, or the first one, I don't know. And he takes the picture. It's like, oh, that's cool. It's like, and I told Gabriel, it's like, oh, dude, I'll see you at the bar. I'll buy you a beer, bro. It's like, that's cool. It's like, all right. And so he's like, I'll see you at the meetings. It's like, what? You know, the Weight Watcher meeting. Oh, and it's like, ha, 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 that's funny. And so we left. And I bought him a beer, And I went home.
You know
afterwards.
What? You should have got a Skype. We could have been
what?
Had a guest this week.
You could have got him to give Gabriel Iglesias.
Dude,
that's cool.
It would be. Is cool. I mean, he's like my favorite comedian in the whole world. I love this guy. Ever since I saw him in his first comedy special, it's like, oh, dude, this guy's funny, and he's big, and he's representing big guys. It's like, that's cool, bro.
This is,
it's like, I don't have to be ashamed of being a big guy.
You should have told him about the podcast.
I did, actually. When we saw him in the bar, I talked about my podcast. I'm like, dude, that's cool. It's like, what kind of podcast is it? It's like, it's a gaming podcast with a little comedy on the side. It's like, dude, that's crazy. It's like, that's cool. It's like, oh, thanks, Gabriel. And we left. See, and that's it. I like
this is why we need business cards with the podcast URL on it.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. And if we did, what would? Wait. And if we did, what would your title be?
Tom would have to get his own anyway. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sending. Tell us about your new series. To you.
No, but if you did make a business card, what kind of title would be on it?
I don't know. Something.
Like, what would you be? The president of Crazy?
I don't know.
Because I already got my title picked up. I'm the CEO of the Toilet Town.
Of what?
You know, the commander-in-chief of toilets.
Oh, and Josh just said he wasn't able to come on because he was practicing.
Yeah, he's got a Vanguard tournament or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Colton.
Yeah, so... What?
Tell us about your new series.
Oh, my new series?
Oh, yeah, tell us about your new series, actually. Utterly depressing.
The most depressing video you've ever seen on the internet. Well,
it's more emo than anything we have.
I started a new series, and it's called Game Time with Colton, and it's depressing, I guess. So I've been told.
No, it's not. No, it's a good idea and everything, but it's just you need to liven up a little bit. It's like, for some reason, I watched it, and then I looked down, and my wrists were covered in blood.
But I didn't try for it to be that way.
No. You know. Is the next episode going to be
Why didn't you drink some coffee or something?
Huh? What'd you say?
Why didn't you drink any coffee?
Drink my coffee? I don't drink coffee.
Every 16-year-old drinks coffee sometimes.
No, I don't like coffee.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Alright, I gotta talk to you guys. I'm gonna talk to you guys because it's gonna come back to my story with Gabriel Iglesias. Good. So I know everybody at least once meets somebody famous or... who they like or something. Have you guys ever done that before?
I've met myself. I meet myself every morning in the mirror, so yes. I've met somebody famous.
Ha ha ha, Colton.
Oh dear.
No, I'm talking about somebody famous, not somebody from the South.
I have.
Who'd you meet, Tom?
When I was in New York. Bumped into old Cameron Diaz.
Bullshit.
Yep. It happened.
Is that like a sex bullshit thing or
You did not meet Cameron Diaz.
It happened. Coffee shop.
You bumped into Cameron Diaz. Yep. Did you at least feel her up?
No.
Is that like a sex thing or something?
What, feeling her up?
About, just like out and about and then just like in the coffee shop when we were there and then she was in there and it was just like, oh, hi.
Did you at least get some sort of autograph or something?
Oh, yeah, there's an autograph somewhere. I'll have to try and find it.
See, I have this feeling that I'll probably bump into, like, a lot of famous people eventually, and I just won't recognize any of them.
No. It's like...
Is it because they're getting older?
What?
Is it because they're getting older?
No, it's just that I'm terrible at recognizing people.
You can't recognize faces?
Well. And it has me worried, because I'm like, I know I'll meet somebody famous, and I'll be like, wait, who are you again? I don't know.
See,
so you're telling us you're
that's the difference between me and Colton. Because Colton, he can't remember faces, but I can't remember names.
See, I can remember names, no problem.
No, I can't remember names worth of shit. If you show me a picture, it's like, oh, that's who you're talking about. But if you tell me their name straight up, it's like, who? Like, who the hell's that?
Hmm. Yep.
Yep.
So you're not going to recognize us then?
I don't know. I've never seen you in person, so.
Fair enough.
So if you come to New York Comic Con, you're not going to remember us now?
I might.
Are you that damn famous that you can't remember us anymore?
I don't have time for
little people. Bullshit, you don't have time for the
little
people.
We made you who you are.
Thanks for the good start and everything, but I've got better things to move on to.
Like what? What kind of deals you got going on?
Confidential. I'm sorry.
What, are you going to make a movie with Tom Cruise?
It's possible. I just got to have my manager look over the script.
Yeah, make sure he sends it to me, though.
Can you get a copy of Cameron Diaz for me? Thanks.
Yeah, I'll have to go back to New York.
Yeah, use your connections with Cameron Diaz.
I did.
Ah, Lord. All right. My bones are aching, man. You know what time I got home? I got home around 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, it does suck. And then I had to wake up at 7 in the morning to go do something. What I did was I had to go to work that day, actually.
Surprising.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Surprisingly, yes. So, what was I going to do? Guys played any good video games going on?
FIFA.
I've been playing Minecraft a little bit.
Oh, speaking of Minecraft, you remember I was talking to you, Colin, on Facebook? And it was like, oh, man, this guy told me that the new update comes out today. And he was, like, all excited about it.
Yes, I remember that. It was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry I got your...
Or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry I got your hopes up, bro.
You disappointed me.
Yeah. You think you're disappointed? I'm disappointed. I'm actually mad at the jackass who told me that, actually. I'm not going to say names, but, you know, it rhymes with Gaylord.
What?
There could be so many things.
No, I'm not going to tell you his name, because then he's going to be like, oi, what'd you tell my name for?
Was it Tom? Tom, was it you?
No.
was it Josh?
No, it wasn't Josh. It was some kid from the Rooster Teeth site that told me about it.
No, I don't care. When is that update? Because we sort of need to start work on it.
I don't know.
Yeah, we seriously need to get working on it. They told me before the end of... Maybe in the beginning of October. End of October.
Hopefully beginning of October.
I suppose...
We can only hope.
And... I hope. I hope my beer grows out faster.
Well.
Yeah.
We're going to do a short podcast this week?
Yeah, we're going to do a short podcast this week. I mean, there's only three of us, and we have no material on us, except now I give up my material on Gabriel Iglesias.
Is that what we had?
How long have we been recording for?
34 minutes.
We could go to 40 minutes.
Can we drag it out that long?
We could try.
Yeah, we should drag it out that long. Yeah, we'll try.
So, we,
So, how's your new job as the Shadow Broker?
Me? Wait, what did you... I just heard Shadow Broker.
Yeah, it's
I'm telling you. Don't you have a new job now as the Shadow Broker? Since apparently you can find information on anybody?
I guess I can, if I really wanted to.
Yeah, you actually made Joshua mad that day
that
when
was
he found
fun.
Out who
I like
was...
that. That's in like the lost episode, isn't it?
I was pretty It was pretty funny when Colton says this. It's like, is this who you're talking about? And we saw the photo and we all just laughed and, you know, gasped at what we saw.
The horror.
and then Colton's like, I know where Tom works. I'm going to out him on the podcast.
Everyone
knows where I work.
It's on his Facebook. It's not that hard to find.
Yeah, it's not. Shall we say we actually had trials this week?
Oh yeah, we actually I forgot about our video this week. The video which you picked bullshit maps that I can't finish.
I watched like half of that. It was pretty. The first half was good anyway.
Yeah, the first half was good. Did you see how I crashed right next to the finish line?
No, I don't think I made it that far.
Man, that was so cheap, man. That was too cheap.
Did you see at the end of my video where I slipped my wrist? The thing is,
you just like
during the week, like I have the only time I can record is like after 11, and I have to be up for school at like 7-ish, so I don't want to stay up too late. Plus, so I can only record until after 11, or I can only record I said it right. But, and that's why I was just tired, and it's a whole bunch of
that's why you don't make
go ahead.
That's why you don't make videos while being intoxicated.
Wasn't that intoxicated.
Chasing the dragon there, boy.
Is that like a sex thing or something?
God. Everything's a sex
thing. It is a sex thing, I knew it.
Yeah, everything to you is a sex thing.
He's young and horny. And now he delivers pizzas.
Wet and wild.
Colton's delivering pizzas and, you know, making love to women he does that they don't want to.
No means yes.
No, 50 no's means
no, no,
yes.
No. That means yes.
They say it 50 times. They want it. No, but in all seriousness, rape is not funny.
Freaking
no.
Hilarious.
You are a terrible little person, man.
I don't care. Oh, well.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, seriously, bro.
New York Comic Con 2013 is coming up.
Yeah.
No, New York Comic Con 2012 is coming up.
Yeah, I don't care about
speaking
2012.
Speaking of that...
No one cares about
speaking of that, Michael's not coming to New York Comic Con this year.
A lot of people.
This year.
I don't know.
Michael from Rooster Teeth, I'm talking about. Yeah. It's only going to be Ray, and I don't know who else is going.
I'm not going.
I didn't say he was not going next year.
I'm not going this year, so.
Of course you're not going this year. It's only 2 weeks away from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
They don't know that. Listen, you know what? Forget you guys.
You know
I don't
what?
Need
it's a
this.
Thing. Your pizza.
I'm never trusting a delivery boy again.
Well, the whole thing just tied in. Me calling people pizzas and the pizza delivery boy raping people with the sex thing.
I thought that was after.
Okay. I think we need to end this on a lighter note.
Yeah.
Like what?
What's,
want to talk about people dying or something?
No. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Send your questions, your intros, and your hate mail.
Wait. We hit 38 people in our group. Just going to announce
Oh,
that.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
How did you forget
about
that?
Our member group grew from I forgot about that. Shut up. Our member group went from 19 to 38, and it was all because of me.
Oh, well.
No, it wasn't.
Actually, I was the first member of the group, so. Because I made it.
Why? What did you?
So they
what did
joined
you do
the group
so
because they
got
saw
us,
Colton.
Like double.
Yeah, really. Yeah. What did you do? Did you make 19 more accounts, Michael?
No, jackass.
Wait, do you spell your name A E or E A? A E L. Okay. Because I just have you as Mike on Skype, and I want to change it.
Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah. Send your questions, your themes, your hate mail, whatever you want. Please do not send any
I love
nudes,
nudes.
Though,
send them all. It's like a sex thing or something, isn't it?
Yeah, do it. You can do it for a laugh.
Okay. Can I say the email? Send it to us at the stfpodcast@gmail.com. We got our YouTube channel, STF Podcast. We got a Twitter account at STF Podcast. We got a Facebook account, Facebook/STF Podcast.
That's not the right link.
What else do we have, Cole?
That's not it.
Because it's not a the page.
Link will be in the link dump.
Yeah, it's always in the link dump.
Yeah. Oh. And what else do we have? We don't have a Reddit yet. Eric's still working on that.
I have one thing. Do not follow Big Boy Mike 08 on Twitter.
Shut up! I've risen from 1 to 2.
I think I followed you again.
Okay. No, it's not you. You removed me.
I may block you,
asshole.
Just for good measure.
I don't even know what I'm on. I don't even want to look.
I'm checking. Tom, shout out. Give me a retweet or something.
No, I am not shouting you out. And if you tweet something good, I'll give you a retweet. But that's impossible.
All right, so... So how do you want to end it today?
Wait, we're just checking.
I don't care. I have 24 followers. That's amazing.
I win.
Yeah, I know. Mike, no. Mike, you have one. Michael has one follower.
He left you.
Let's see. It is...
I hate you guys.
Oh, no, you have two.
Hey.
But one of them's the podcast, so it doesn't count.
One of them's yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, one's a podcast and one's
I hate you guys. So. All right, well, let's wrap it up. Like I said, sorry about that we didn't release a podcast last week, but we will try to get this podcast out as soon as we can.
Saturday.
And
it'll be a regular day. We're just going to skip 8. Or this, we'll just skip last week. We'll skip one like this week.
We should get it on a Friday.
I'll do my
though.
Best.
You do your best. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Back to FIFA.
No, we're playing Trials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trials and FIFA.
All right. Woo! See you later.
Okay. All right. It's
see you later, guys.
Thing.
Laters.
Bye.